We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shemicham Yaakov Bepidich of Zaliyah. We are in Kalim Perik Yud Zayin Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol HaAmos Hayu Beinonios. Rabbi Meir says when it comes to the Amos in the Beis HaMikdash, though they were all Beinonios, we took the Midim size Amo, which we already explained is made up of 6 Tfachim, as opposed to the small Amo made up of 5 Tfachim, the larger Amo, which is made up of 6 plus. Chutz, but these are the exceptions. Chutz mi mizbach hazahav. Mizbach hazahav is mizbach hapnimi, upon which they brought the incense, the ktoris every day in the heichal. Veha keren, and the keren, which is that ama by an ama horn. There were 4 of them on top of the mizbeach, which we've discussed many times in Maseches Midos, upon which when you brought a karban chatos, you would sprinkle the blood, place it on top of those chronos, on top of the mizbeach, on those horns. That also we didn't use an ama beinonis. As we'll see, these exceptions, we use the smaller ama, the ama that's made up of 5 tvachim, not the middle size, which is 6 tvachim. What else is an exception where we use the 5 tfachim amah? V'hasovev, the sovev, which is that protrusion that went around the middle of the mizbeach, which was 5 amos from the ground, and its width was an amah. That's where upon the Kohen would walk around in order to do some of the sprinkling. V'hayisod, so that was the base of the mizbeach, which was an amah above the ground and an amah in width. These all were the exceptions to the rule, and we use the Amma Ketana of 5. What's this based on? So the Gemara in Maseches Eirvin says it's derived from a Pasuk in Yechezkel. Yechezkel, Perek Mem Gimel, is speaking about the third Beis HaMikdash, but many of the halachos we derive about the Beis HaMikdash in general from Yechezkel. The Pasuk says, Ve'ele midos ha-mizbeach ba'amos. So the Yechezkel is telling you, these are the midos, the measures of the mizbeach regarding the amos. And then the pasuk says, Ama, Ama v'tofeach, v'cheka Ama, v'ama rochav. So Ama, when you say Ama plain, so that's an Ama made up of 5 tefachim. When you say Ama v'tofach, so now that's an Ama plus a tefach. So that is an Ama made up of 6 tefachim. And then the pasuk concludes, v'zeh gav ha-mizbeach. So each of these phrases refers to something else. So since the pasuk, it begins with ama of chamisha, the regular ama made of chamisha tfachim. And so we darshan like this, the Gemara says. V'chek ha'ama, that ama that's called the chek, that refers to the yesod, ze yesod. V'ama rochav, the ama that is a rochav, that is in with ze sovev. That's a reference to the sovev, the protrusion where the Kohen would walk around. All referring to the mizbeach, of course. Ugvula sa el sfasa sa viv, another phrase in the pasuk. Ugvula is its border to the safa, to the rim going around. Elu hakronos. That's a reference to the horns on top of the mizbeach. And then the pasuk says, v'zeh gav ha-mizbeach. That's zeh mizbeach hazahaz. That's a reference to the golden mizbeach, the mizbeach ha-pnimi of the Torah in the Heichal. So what the pasuk is saying is that all of these are going to be chameshes tefachim. That's the regular ama, as opposed to the other midos, which were an ama, which was the beinonis, which was 6 tefachim. And then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Huda Omer, amas habinyon shisha tefachim v'shel kelim chamisha. So in what way does Rabbi Huda disagree with Rabbi Meir? After all, Rabbi Huda agrees with Rabbi Meir that when we speak about the amos of the Beis HaMikdash itself, the building, the mizbeach, we're discussing mizbeach hachitzon upon which the karbanos are brought, we should be using the general 6. The Beinoni, except for those few exceptions we mentioned in the Mishnah, we should be using the 6 tefach amah, the middle size amah, which of course the exception of the base and the sovev, the ledge, and the kronos, the horns, with the machlokes regarding the amos of kelim. Let's say the aron, let's say the shulchan. So Rabbi Huda comes to say that all of the kelim of the mikdash, not only the mizbeach hazahav that we mentioned, were we measured with the 5 tfachim amah. So Rabbi Meir held that the only exceptions out of the five Tfachim Amma are the ones that are listed in the Mishnah, the Yisod, the Soveib, the Kerem, Mizbech, Azav. Everything else, all other Kalim, and of course the building of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash itself, is the Beinoni, is the six Amma. Comes Rabbi Huda to say, not true. Rabbi Huda says, I agree that when it comes to the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, we use the Beinonis, we use the Amma made up of six Tfachim, but regarding the Kalim also we use the five Tfachim measure, as we use for the exceptions of the Mizbeach HaZahav, the Keren, the Soveiv, and the Yisov. In fact, the very phrase, v'zeh gav ha-mizbeach, which is what we use before Rabbi Meir learns, v'zeh comes to give us an exception, which is that these mizbeach hazav, the keren, the soviv, and the yisod are exceptions, that we only use five tfachim. Rabbi Yehuda comes along to say, v'zeh actually is an inclusionary term, which comes to tell us that that five tfachim measure is not just for those few exceptions regarding the mizbeach, but there are exceptions as well regarding the Kalim. So therefore the Kalim, all the Kalim, the Arum, the Shulchan, etc., will all use the five Tefach measure and not the six Tefach measure. Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Yud Aleph. V'yesh Sha'amru B'mida Daka. So Mishnah says there are cases where the Chachamim said that we are going to talk about a small measure. What does it mean, a Mida Daka, small measure? So we need a little background regarding measures in general. There are really three volume measures that we have over time. The first, which he has in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when we were in the Midbar, were the Midos Midbarios. Those were the measures we speak about volume. Let's say we speak about Hin and Log, etc. So those Midos Midbarios, that was the original Mido when the Torah was given. Then there was Midos Yushalmios, which means at some point the Chachamim increased the measure by 20%, and now we have the Yushalmios measures. And then later in the Mishnah, time of the Mishnah, they even enlarged them more by 20%, another 20%, and those became the Midos Tziporios. So Midos Midbarios, then Midos Yushalmios, and then Midos Tziporios. So what the Mishnah is telling us is that we use, even though it's a later time, when it says Midos Halach V'Hayavet Shiuran B'Italki, when we speak about the Midos of the liquid measures, let's say the Hin, the Chatziayin for Shemen and Yayin, or Isaron and Hefi, Isaron for Stoles, so there Shiuran B'Italki, these always remained the measure based on the Italian shear, which is actually equivalent to the Midbaris shear, which is the smaller of the shearim, Zu Midbaris. That was the same measure that they had in the days of Moshe. So that was the Mida Katana. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that when it came to the liquid measures, Alach and Yavesh, a liquid which is wine and oil, and Yavesh, which is Soles, these were Shir Mitaki. We used the smaller of the, although other things may have been measured by the Midos Yushalmios and Midos Tziporios, these remained the old Midos Midbarios. So these cases are, as the Mishnah began, V'yesha Armu B'mida Gdaka, right? There are certain things that we measure based on the Mida Daka. But then the Mishnah says, V'yesha Armu, the other areas of halacha, that hakolafi mashu adam, that all depends on the person. It's subjective to the person. So it's not a fixed measure. And here are the examples. Hakometz es hamencha. So for example, the kmitzah, where the Torah says, malokum tso, when it comes to a karban mincha, so that all depends on the person, the size of the person's hands. The same thing, v'hachofenes haktores. On Yom Kippur, it says, umalo chafnav, the Kohen Gadol takes the Torah's samim daka with his handful, a cupful of his hands, so that depends on the size of the hands of the Kohen Gadol. There's no fixed measure for that. Let's say in Yom Kippur, how much liquid would you drink that would now incur the penalty of kares? Malo lugmav, a cheekful. Well, how much is that? It depends on the person who's drinking. Uchamazon shtei sudos la'erev. Or let's say when it comes to food, that when it comes to the sudos, that is the shear to make an erev tchum, and in order to walk an extra 2,000 amos, you need to leave mazon shtei sudos at the end of the tchum so you can walk an extra 2,000 amos. How much is mazon two sudos? So that all depends. That's, as the Mishnah said, hakolafi mashu adam. All depends on the person. What does a person normally eat for two sudos? And then the Mishnah says, Mizono lachol avalola Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. When we are measuring the muzzle of two sudos, the measure is based on the shear of two sudos of a weekday as opposed to two sudos of Shabbos. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer just the opposite. L'Shabbos v'lo l'cho. When you're measuring the two sudos in order to determine how much food you need to leave of as an Erev Tchumen to walk an extra 2,000 amos, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. He says, no, it actually depends on to the amount of food that you have for two sudos of Shabbos as opposed to two sudos of the weekday. And then the Mishnah says, Eilu va'eilu miskavnin lahakel. In fact, both opinions, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, who says we are Meshayer, we measure it based on, we estimate it based on a weekday meal. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's based on a Shabbos meal. They both actually come to be makel, to be lenient with the amount of food that equals two sudos. How is that so? So Rabbi Meir says on Shabbos, a person normally eats more than he does during the week because on Shabbos, the food is more tasty. That person has more of an appetite for those types of foods. And therefore, comes Rabbi Meir to say, well, a muzzin two sudos on Shabbos is a lot more food than muzzin two sudos over the weekday. So therefore, we're going to assess based on a weekday because we want to be lenient with the amount of food you have to leave for an Erev. Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. Since on Shabbos you eat three meals, and on a weekday, typically people in the past would only eat two meals, so people would have less food at each meal. So two sudos of a weekday, in fact, have a lot more food than two sudos of Shabbos, and that's why we are Meshayer, we assess the amount of two sudos for an Erev based on a suda of Shabbos, which is less food per suda. And others explain that this idea of two sudos is only referring to bread. Rabbi Meir, who says we are Meshayer based on a weekday, says like this. Because on Shabbos, we have so many other foods. People like to eat. You have a lot of dips. So you eat a lot of bread along with it. More bread on Shabbos than you have at a weekday meal. So therefore, in order to be lenient regarding the two sudos for Erev, we say you can assess it based on the bread you eat during a weekday meal. And Rabbi Yehuda, the opposite is on Shabbos, you actually eat less bread than you eat during the week because you have so much food on Shabbos, you fill up on other things. Opposed to a weekday, bread is the staple, you're filling up on more bread. Either way, each one is coming to be makel. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the two sudos that we refer to over here, mishte yados lekikar, mishalosh lekaf. We've had this machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, which we'll see in a moment. In Peah, we've had this in Erevin as well. He says two sudos are 2/3 of a kikar, meaning when we're talking about the amount of bread that we're referring to, that we have in two sudos, so when we're trying to figure out how much bread we would need to leave for the Erev, let's say. So two sudos are 2/3 of a bread, of a loaf of bread, when mishosh lekav, when three loaves are made out of a kav of flour. A kav, we know, 6 kav equal a saw. So that would mean that a kikar is 1/3 of a kaf, which is, so again, if you're saying that two sudos are 2/3 of a kikar, when you make three loaves from a kaf, so that means one kikar is 1/3 of a kaf, which is equal to 8 beitzim. So that means that if a kikar is 1/3 of a kav, which is 8 beitzim, so 2/3 of a kikar, which is the shear that we're talking about, is 5 beitzim, and that's the mazon, 2 sudos of an Erev, or 5 and change beitzim, which is 5 1/3 eggs. So again, if one kav equals 24 eggs, so a loaf that is measures 1/3 of a kav is 8 eggs, 8 volume of eggs. And we just said that 2/3 of such a loaf is the two sudos. So that would be 5 1/3 volumes of eggs. So that is the first opinion, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer mikikar bepunyon me'arison besela. He says two sudos are made up of one loaf of bread that is bought with a punyon, which is a certain coin, at a time where 4 sa'a of wheat is sold for a sella. That sounds a little bit complicated. And in order not to complicate matters, to understand how much is a punyon, which happens to be 48 punyon into a sella, and how much you would buy at the time, that the amount of bread that we're speaking of, where four saw of chitim of wheat are sold for a sella, suffice it to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan in Morocco, the amount of eggs that equals two sudos, even two sudos, is six eggs, is the volume of six eggs. So the first opinion is, what two sudos according to Rabbi Shimon, five and a third egg volume, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Rocha, the volume of six eggs.